Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Super Bowl Monday live studio audience needs some excitement after a boring game and are ready for motivation from our five purpose-driven partners to get this week moving and grooving. Today's topics on episode 159, Wake Up! Empowerment, Gut Health, Talented Musicians, and Audio Production. Delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They are good people doing good business and good things. Miss Patty Cater, or sorry, that's Cater, like welcome back, Cater. Are you ready to wake up and make things happen? Jana Masick, leadership development, professional advancement, and personal empowerment. Laura Martin, gut recharge challenge to heal and get happy. Norm Seusser, virtual music jams and intimate interviews. Dave Swillam, professional audio production to make you sound awesome. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests and their websites and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It is February 8th, and here's a little reminder from the great Winona Judd that even though you might be in a tough place and things aren't happening the way you want, straight up is the only way to go since the sky is the limit.
When you hit rock bottom, you've got two ways to go. Straight up and sideways. I have seen my share of hard times, and I'm left. No, straight up, it's my way. Things are tough all over, but I got good news. When you get down to nothing, you got nothing to lose. I was born naked, but I'm glorified. And a dead end street, just a place to turn around. When the sky is the limit, up on.
Here to help you go straight up to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Please join us for this live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. We're bringing you experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide you with real life tangible takeaways. We've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. Good people doing good business and good things. You're going to meet five of them today. We promise to always provide motivation, inspiration, valuable information mixed with a little bit of entertainment in every episode. You can also listen to any of the past 137 segments delivered by our 95 partners. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Partners and Patriots tab and the Purpose Driven Partner segment tab to see the topics, listen to the shows, check out their websites, and meet some new friends that are going to change your life. I promise they will. Today's topics: Wake Up, Empowerment, Gut Health, Talented Musicians, and Audio Production. Just a reminder, each month we do have that free giveaway. We're just trying to get you to, we're just trying to bribe you people. This month it's $50 cash. All you need to do to enter is rate, review, and subscribe to our show. Comment, share our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Rumble or Gab, two great platforms. You need to check those out. If you're not a member of either one, I definitely recommend both. And join our newsletter. Just a couple of clicks and a little bit of typing. And you get one entry to win our monthly prize. Multiple actions equal multiple entries. So please support us. And again, we thank you with a good old-fashioned bribe. To keep it simple, just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page. The links and social media graphics. A little graphic there is right next to it. And don't forget to subscribe to our show, Everything Home, on your favorite podcast player so you never miss an exciting episode. Today's topics, again, are wake up, empowerment, gut health, talented musicians, and audio production to make you sound amazing. There's a couple important announcements in this breaking news segment. We are now a featured show on Blog Talk Radio and the New York City Podcast Network, which means more promotion. More people are going to know about our amazing show and platform and our powerful partners. Don't forget, you're going to meet five of them today. You can also request Siri to play Everything Home by just asking her. Say, hey, Siri, play Everything Home. Hey, Siri, subscribe to Everything Home. Just trying to get out there, get more people. Awaken. We don't like the awoke. We like the awakened. And before we bring on our first guest, I wanted to let you know about our upcoming shows. Oh, I'm so excited about this one. You guys should be too. Thursday, February 11th at 3 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, we're doing a special live show with Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory and the Prophet Amanda Grace of Ark of Grace Ministries. We're taking audience questions, so you don't want to miss this exciting episode. It is going to be powerful. Every time I say their names, I get chills. They're also coming to Anthem, Arizona for a meet and greet event on February 15th. They each host their own shows and they do a show together called Grace and Glory. Extremely powerful content on that one. If you haven't watched their shows, you can find them on our must listen to page on the Partners and Patriots tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. They deliver powerful messages. I keep using that word powerful because I can't think of anything else to say about them because it is that unbelievable. Powerful messages of faith, hope, facts, and scripture. It's a great way to get closer to God and bring back real religion into your lives. Amanda's prophecy, she's a prophet, Amanda Grace, her prophecies are spot on. First, it makes you go, and then it makes you go, wow. And it's literally like that in every episode. All their shows this past week have been unbelievable, so I highly encourage you to watch a few. We'll be promoting the show and providing details on their meet and greet event on social media. But we'll probably be censored yet again, as we've been on and off since September when we started providing information about coronavirus and then the election. Oh, God, the media platforms hate us because, well, especially on this show, that show's going to be about God and media. You know, they hate God. They hate you actually going to church. So please join our newsletter. You'll also get more important information like this sent to your email so we can get around to the censorship. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the links and graphic tab at the top of the page. Or join the newsletter at the lower right corner of every page. It's 12:08. I'm a minute or two over, and it is time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics again on episode 159, Wake Up Empowerment, Gut Health, Talented Musicians, Audio Production. All right, first up today is Mrs. Patty Catter, host of the podcast Wake Up with Patty Catter and founder of the Patriotic Mermaid Apparel Line. Audience, give her a patriotic round of applause.
Wow, thank you.
They love you, Patty. They love patriotism, and they're ready to wake up. So what's going on with you, young lady?
Awesome. You know what? For those of you who visited thepatrioticmermaid.com last month, thank you so much. The store is being remodeled, so I'm very happy and excited about that. In the next 2 weeks, a new store is going to be rolling out. Until then, you can still go over to thepatrioticmermaid.com and shop the old store before all of those designs go out. So that's probably the newest bit of information for me.
Well, that's exciting. And you haven't been shut down by any of the payment collection sites or Shopify, anything like that yet. They haven't gotten you, but they're on their way. They're coming, honey. They're coming.
Oh, I don't know about that. I refuse that mindset.
Well, good, good. Yeah, keep away the evil and the devil. Say, get out of here. You're not allowed in my sight. That's what you have to tell them, and then they will go away like they belong.
Yeah, well, too many of our friends are military veterans. My husband's a military veteran. They fought for the right thing and for our freedoms, and I believe truly with my entire heart that good is always going to prevail.
Hey, you're exactly right. I mean, it's all about light and dark and good and evil, and I think at the end of the day, the good will always triumph. The light will enlighten the dark, and everything will work out okay. Just not on our time, only on God's time. We just we don't have patience as Americans. We want instant gratification, and we want everything happening right now. And we forget that we're not in control. We can do all the things we want, but we're not the ones setting the rules. So we've got to remember that, have a little bit of patience, and. But it's time to wake up, right? And that's what your podcast is all about, interviewing some great guests and getting that message out there. So tell us a little bit about the show, maybe some past guests and some great information that they've provided so we can share that with the audience.
Yeah, thank you. So my podcast is for those out there who are feeling hopeless, alone, afraid, not really sure how to get past those bad feelings. We talk to guests, and I have guests on the show that talk about all these different trials that they've overcome with triumph. And last month I talked about one of the men who had a health issue. I have my most recent guest that's coming out on Friday. He actually is a great motivator. He started a business from scratch. He started it just kind of for fun. It ended up to sell later on for $2 million.
Wow.
So he talked about his financial difficulties and how he overcame those and how he now has a book out called The Millionaire Side Hustle and really great information. So we talked to different people who are either physically struggling, mentally struggling, financially struggling, all different kinds of trials, and how they figure out how to triumph over those trials.
So the guest that you have Friday, is that live or did you already record it?
So we do all pre-recorded shows, and there's a reason for that. There's definitely a reason for that. One time I had a guy on the show and I asked him not to talk about politics because I just don't think he had the right information that he was trying to give out there. And all of a sudden he started talking politics probably the opposite of everybody who's listening to the show is what his beliefs were. And so, I learned to, pre-record. That way I can get rid of the garbage. But there's only been that one time that happened. So I do I do appreciate that from my guests. They're usually really great and inspiring.
Interesting learning experience. Yeah, you never know. You have a little hot wire that just slips right in there. And you go, wow, you just ruined it for everybody, buddy. You know what I mean?
I
say that about California. It's a beautiful state. It's got amazing weather, but the people ruined it. Like, how could you ruin such a beautiful place, guys? What are you doing? So since you've already recorded the show, what would you say is something that our audience can do once they listen to your segment to make a change immediately in their business or personal life where they, like I said, we instant gratification. So obviously we know things are longer term, but what is one thing that you think they could do right now to maybe get things in motion?
So, the biggest thing that people struggle with, no matter who I have interviewed in the last 14 years, it's always been their mindset. And the thing that they struggle with is self-doubt, not thinking that they're good enough, not thinking that they can do it for whatever reason. They have a list of reasons that they just, I don't know if I can do that. But you really have to just put your mind to it. You have to write down goals. You have to implement different strategies to meet your goals. You can't just say, I wish, like this guy didn't just sit around and say, I wish I was a millionaire. No. He literally, he started his business out of passion and love for what he was doing. And then he's like, wow, I'm actually, this might be a good idea to, push the business a little bit more. And he had some doubts that came up in his life. Like, well, I don't know. I don't know if other people will think it's as cool as I do. And he didn't listen to those self-doubts. And he just pushed forward, and he went with his gut intuition and his, you know, his God-given instincts, and prevailed.
And that's a great reminder for people. You know, you just need that little push, that little reminder to say, you know what, it's all in my head. Fear is in my head. I'm making all this up. I can do this. I can do this. I can go straight up. The sky is the limit. Patty, give your website information so people can follow you, find out what's going on, join your groups that I know you have, and also listen to the podcast.
Thank you. So you can find me on every single podcast player at the Wake Up with Patty Catter. You can also ask Alexa to play it. You can watch on Amazon TV, on a Roku. You can go to my website, Patty, P-A-T-T-I, Catter, K-A-T-T-E-R.com. And then please shop my apparel line. I'm a new business, made in the USA. It's thepatrioticmermaid.com. It's the beach with a twist of patriotism.
It's awesome. And there's some really cute stuff on it. And you and I need to talk about getting you on our marketplace. So we will do that. I promise. I've just been behind schedule on a lot of stuff. And you can also, we're linking your podcast to our must listen to page. So that way when people are on there, they'll be like, oh, hi, Patty. And they click your pretty face and then they get right to your podcast. So anything that we can do to help support you, we are going to do that. So thank you again, Mrs. Patty Catter, like a welcome back Catter. And we look forward to having you come back on next month. Good luck with the new website. And I'll give you, we'll be in touch, and I want to get you on our marketplace so we can help out some more veterans with your products too.
Thank you. I have a story about Welcome Back Catter we can talk about next time.
Oh, good teaser, my friend.
Actually, very closely. Yeah, very closely related.
Oh, you know, I love scoop. I love scoop. So definitely make sure that you remember to bring that up, and we'll talk to you next month. Have a great week, my
Thank
friend.
You.
Make it happen.
Thank you. You too, Michelle.
All righty. Oh, we love Patty. She's so inspirational and upbeat. And if you could get your day started with her too, you got to wake up with Patty. Wake up with Patty.
Everything's
Oh, remember, this is our live segment, Purpose Driven Partners. We're going live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time, p.m. Mountain Time. That's p.m. in the afternoon, like a nooner. We're just giving you a nooner, so when you're taking a break from all your Zoom junk, or if you got a real job out there and you're working real hard and you want to take a break at lunch, tune in, listen to us live, because we're bringing you experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways, all in 7-minute segments. 5 guests, 7-minute segments, lots of quality content. Try to throw in some songs and some motivation to get you thinking, people. It's time to get awakened and do all the things you can to change your business. Get things moving and grooving. All right, who we got next up? Oh, Miss Jana Masick. Oh, let's see here. Miss Jana Masick, and she'll correct me on the name, is a Chief Empowerment Officer of Advancing Globally. She's helping women through leadership development, professional advancement, and personal empowerment, all the things we love on our everyday own Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. She also hosts Powering Unique You on LinkedIn Live. Audience, give her an empowering round of applause, please. Jana, you had a show today. How did it go?
I am here. Michelle, I'm so excited. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to have a nice little cute accent in there. So, yeah, this is going to be – I love accents because, you know, I got my Jersey
Fantastic.
Accent that slips in every once in a while, so it sounds so much better when it comes from another part of the country or the world.
Yes, yeah, we did a show today, this morning, on LinkedIn. It was fantastic. My guests could not show up, so I had to improvise, and I decided to share some of my training that I did for my clients, and I think this was really valuable. So I'm so thrilled to be on your show today.
Well, good. Then let me start that over. The good thing or the interesting thing that people that are listening to live shows, they don't realize how much work goes into putting on a live show, even if it's for 20 or 30 minutes. And then especially if you have a guest that comes on and the guest is not there. So you really got to have a backup plan, but you also then got to know what you're talking about. Because if you're flying solo, you can't just make stuff up for 20 or 30 minutes, especially if you're live. I mean, you can get away with a little bit on the radio because you're not looking at my face, right? But if you're going live in front of a camera, girlfriend, you got to kind of know what you're talking about. So that just gives some more credibility to you that you really do know. So do you want to talk a little bit about the show or what the topic was? But I want you to make sure you give some great tips for the audience, because what I want the audience to get out of all these segments is something they can do immediately after listening to get in that direction where they're making a change in the business or life. So what do you want to do? Yeah.
So what I want to talk is about, I want to talk about empowerment. Let's focus on empowerment, and whoever's interested to find my show, they can go to LinkedIn, Jana Masick, and then scroll it and find it in my activity and watch it and add, you know, value from that. But talking about empowerment, Michelle, let's look at the circumstances today. Let's look at the society. And most of the people, they're in a state of victim mentality, and they're in a state of helplessness. And they're waiting for some kind of a giant or some kind of a miracle man or woman to come and save them out of that. Isn't that the situation nowadays?
That's what we talked about. One of the segments on last week's show was about victim changing it from being a victim to being a victor. And it is all about woe is me and everything's happening to me. And that doesn't work. And it's actually not true.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're focusing on that. Go ahead.
So I would say, how do we switch from that? And that comes back to claiming your own power. And personal empowerment is all about realizing that although, you know, we are not in control of pandemic, we're not in control of circumstances, we're not in control of certain things that are outside of us, we're in full control of our choices, our actions, and our thoughts, and how we see ourselves in the world. And that's really, really powerful stuff. If you realize that, it really helps you to make positive decisions and take action. So it can bring you closer to achieving your goals and your ambitions. So that's empowerment in a nutshell for me.
Well, it's also important to pay attention and listen to the right people and the right messaging, because garbage in, garbage out, right? So if you're listening to the news, regardless of where you stand politically, does it matter? It is, a lot of it is propaganda now and not necessarily true, or it's stuff that's old. Because when I started, I started my personal transition to literally turn off the television because I have it in the background all day long while I'm working. And when I just had this kind of clarity moment, it was just around Christmas time. And I said, I'm done, because they started reporting things. I'm like, I knew about that a month or 2 months ago. And not only are they behind, they're actually, that's not correct, because the research I did from multiple sources, their version's not true. So that's when I was like, no more, guys. And that's how this our platform has evolved into that. Well, we're just making sure that the people that we're introducing people to, whether they're famous and they're listed on our website, or small business owners like yourself and entrepreneurs and nonprofit organizations, or just purpose-driven people, they're telling you the truth, and there's no fluff. There's no BS. They're not selling you anything, and they're not slighting it so that you lean over here. It's just really to help you.
Michelle.
Oh, thank you.
That's true. And I want to give away 3 tips to your audience that can help them improve their performance and empowerment. And I want to give a quick, I would say, analogy. Look at the power plant, right? Any power plant is operated by a machinery, and there are different types of machinery. So what it does, it requires maintenance. It needs an output and production based on fuel. And then it provides energy to muscles. So let's look at, you have internal power plant, and we as people not as simple, we are very complicated. And there's 3 things that I would like to all of us start focusing going forward. Number 1 is your diet. What fuel are you putting into yourself? And diet is not just physical. Physical food is important, what you're eating into, you're putting into your body, but it's also mental, and you touched on that. What do you let into your mind? It's emotional and it's spiritual, right? And for those that are believers, in fact, they're connected to the most powerful power plants on the, you know, in the universe. So focus on your diet. What are you putting into your being? That is very important.
Well, you're giving the next segue to Laura Martin, because we're talking about digestive issues and taking care of your gut, which is hugely important. I mean, that's real. Yep. Most people have problems with. So you're giving her a plug. So it should be interesting, this segue, how it's happening. All right. What's number two?
Yes. Number two, make rest your priority. Recharge and rejuvenate. Even the physical power plant that is providing electricity to us needs maintenance and stopping once a year. But we need to be conscious, and we need to be deliberate on how much time are we giving ourselves to recharge. You cannot expect high performance and empowerment if you run on 1% every day. So that is really important. I think many people are missing out on that. We think we're home, and we think, you know, we are, you know, remote workers, but we still deplete our energy so easily and don't take a responsibility to recharge it.
Yeah, and you don't look so good. So that puts you in a spiral to say, you know what, I don't feel good about myself. And then that's a whole other problem. So you got to then pull you back your own personal empowerment, because you're not happy about how you appear, and it makes you feel bad inside. And then that's just a whole spiral downward. Number three.
I agree. Number three is grow your greed, grow your reach. And that's exactly what you're doing here, Michelle. You are connecting people. You are bringing phenomenal value. So I say make effort to make connections. Any power plant, if it sits on their own and doesn't have wires connected to homes, it has no use. So you're going to recharge yourself. You're going to refuel yourself. You're going to be in control of your life and choices. And then you're going to start working on creating those wires to connect to people, to add value, and to be a contributor in this world. And I like what Patty mentioned earlier, is so many people, their self-criticism is eating them from inside out. So get rid of that junk and be empowered and go get your goals.
Wow, that's very important information. I have written everything down, and I am going to start doing that myself today. So even though, like, I just want to encourage people. I'm having 5 guests 3 days a week. That's 15 people with all kinds of different messages. And that's 60 to 70 people per month. I'm victim of the same thing. I shouldn't use that word victim, but I fall off the wagon too. So even though I'm getting it and I'm supposed to be pumped up, so you're not alone, guys. It's okay to go down these roads, but you have to help yourself to not do it. And reminders like that, take care of your diet, get your rest, grow your reach. We constantly need to be reminded. That's why we're bringing all of these phenomenal guests and partners on our show 3 days a week to give you that nudge, because you need the Patties. You need the, was it Jana? I tried to put how to phonetically
Jana.
Write.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jana.
Right.
Ooh. Jana. 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 And you need that. You need that reminder. You need it. And turn off the junk on the television. It's not doing you any good. So, and then we're going to add you, Jana, to our must listen to page. So that way people can find you easily to listen to your LinkedIn lives, which are on Monday. Give your contact information. And wow, great segment today, my dear.
Yes, you can find me on LinkedIn at Jana Masick. You can also find me on YouTube, and my podcast, my live broadcast is then transferred into podcast episodes. So you can find podcasts and on podcast platforms as Powering Unique You. And yes, please connect, send me a message. I would love to hear from you. If there's anything else I can do to help you feel empowered, I'm here for that. And thank you so much for having me on the show, Michelle.
You're welcome, Jana. I'm glad we finally got you to come on after me hounding you for so long, but at least you're part of the community, part of the family now, and it's such a pleasure to have you on. I'm going to watch your, listen to your podcast, and I'm, like I said, we're going to list it on our platform so people can find you easily. So thank you so much, my dear. Go book your spot for March so we can have you back on.
Thank you. Take care.
Oh, that's some good stuff. But she's a new partner of ours. And remember, all of the guests and all of their websites are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So if you miss what they gave you for their contact information, you can just look up their episodes that they've had on the show. Go to, they're listed on the homepage, and they're also listed on the Partners and Patriots tab, the Purpose-Driven Partners segment, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. listen to the shows, and then a click of their company name goes right to their website. So that way you can find the people that are bringing you the messages that matter. Those good people doing good business and good things. It's time to meet another one. And she's already almost gotten the segue. Jana gave her a great segue into what she's talking about today, which is, gut health. Oh my God, we all need this. I think people, even the skinny people, don't even realize they probably don't have a healthy gut. Laura Martin is a gut expert, nutrition consultant, and founder of Healing to Happy. Her gut recharge program helps women with IBS anxiety skip elimination diets by taking a gut brain approach. Audience, it's time to clean your gut and get it healthy. Give her a round of applause. Miss Laura, I am so glad that you're on the show.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I am good. I need the advice to get the gut in motion. I am a firm believer in everything that you stand for and preach, and I think it's one of the things that people neglect or don't want to talk about, because the gut has to do with the bowels. Bowels has to do with pooping, and people don't like to talk about pooping. So, and it is really, if you think about it, it kind of makes it sense. If you've got stuff in you and it needs to get out, the more often you can get it out, the better it is, right? Isn't that kind of, but it's taboo. Like, no one wants to talk about the pooping and no one wants to talk about the gut, but it's probably one of the most important things that we don't address and people neglect. And then we wonder why our face doesn't look that good, or we don't feel that good, or we're tired or lethargic, right? Am I onto something?
Oh, you are definitely onto something. That's what I'm trying to do, is break the stigma around talking about poop. You know, we all do it. It should be a normalized conversation, maybe not over dinner, but something that we definitely should talk about, especially when it comes to wanting to live at our highest potential. Like, no one likes feeling bloated and bogged down and heavy and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Well, and it was interesting, because when I was going through your website and then I put together the intro, it said the IBS anxiety. I'm like, okay, I know the IBS, but I didn't know the anxiety part. Skip elimination diets. And I was like, eliminate? I'm like, oh, that's pooping. that's a fancy word for pooping diets. Okay. Well, I said, you know what, of all people, I am the perfect person to have you talk about pooping in a different word. I try to keep the show clean, but I have no problem using other descriptions for that process. But I've been a firm believer and promoter of making sure people poop on a regular basis. And I think it's because my dad was obsessed with even analyzing it and then putting it back into making correlations to how you ate or what you ate, and you know, living that whole healthy lifestyle. Real quick, and then I'll let you talk a little bit more about your whole program and what you do. Years ago, he had went to get a colonoscopy, and this is encouragement for people. The only reason I'm sharing the story, he said that the colonoscopist or whatever the doctor is, he said, Frank, I want to let you know that I've never seen a pinker colon. And that is probably the cleanest colon I have ever seen in my life. So I don't know if he's on the wall of fame somewhere in an office with the picture of the pink colon, but it was definitely something impressive. And that goes back into making sure that your gut is healthy. So tell us a little bit about, you want to talk about the recharge program or the overall problems that people have, or things that maybe, symptoms, then they go, well, this is related to my gut, I had no idea.
Yeah, let's dive into that, because I think that is a mystery to us all, because we usually go with, I know I have gut issues if I'm bloated or backed up or going too frequently or all that kind of stuff, but really it's rooted in the father modern medicine said it best, is all disease begins in the gut. And so when you have skin flare-ups, when you have mood swings, when you have hormone imbalances, when you have, you can't focus at work, when you have brain fog, all that kind of stuff is stemmed in the gut because of this awesome thing called the gut-brain connection. And so we're made up this bacteria that starts when we're born and kind of grows from there for the first 3 years. And if that gets messed up when we're younger, which usually it does, because I don't know about you, but I was raised on antibiotics and all that kind of stuff, and not the best diet or nutrition plan or any of that kind of stuff. You know, we did the best growing up, but as we get older, we start to see those effects. And that's when you start to see a lot of these food sensitivities, and everyone's like, I can't have dairy or gluten or sugar. And it's all this kind of new thing nowadays, when really a healthy body can digest all types of these foods. So instead of really looking at what do we take away, that's kind of where we get to the root of, and like gut recharge and all that kind of stuff is, okay, so you're having skin flare-ups, you're having IBS, you're having mood swings, all this kind of stuff. It goes back down to what can we add in as opposed to what can we eliminate and take away. Instead of this whole like dieting approach that takes over the world right now.
So adding in, are we talking about some of those things maybe people heard about as probiotics or
key foods? So it's key nutrients. Key nutrients, right? So common with digestive issues is we want to take away foods. And so you want to be looking at things like probiotics, healthy fats, proteins, carbs, because at the root, our body runs on sugar, so we still need carbs. And getting into a balance of that, but mostly making sure your body feels like it's in a safe place so that it can digest these types of foods. And I can't remember the woman that was on earlier, but how she was talking about of kind of relaxing and getting into routines and eating healthy and all this kind of stuff. And that is at the root of it, because you can eat all the right stuff, but if you're stressed out, you're not going to be metabolizing all that food, which is at the root of everything.
Yeah, that was Jana Masek. Jana. Yeah, she plugged you without even realizing she plugged you. So what can people, I want to say, like I mentioned before, skinny people probably don't realize they have an issue with their gut, but they do. I think everybody does. Yeah. I mean, it's very rare that you're going to find people that really have a healthy gut and a digestive system, because it's been years of compounding and eating certain foods, not to mention the processed foods. So, you know, you're building up these toxins in there. And then of course, you know, your mind or your body is addicted to those, which makes it even worse. And you know, it's a machine still, you know, it's a whole processing department. So what would you say is the first, let's do this. What is the number one thing that is a symptom that people have that would reflect, I've got a bowel problem?
A common one is just gas, bloating, constipation, back up. That's the most common one of that I see people come to me with.
And
but the other ones
that are not so
common would be like skin flare-ups and stuff like that.
But then here's the problem. When people have that gut issue, what do they immediately do? They go get like a Metamucil or something like that. So it's not fixing the problem. It's just doing a little Band-Aid. So then they're still shoving in that, you know, sub sandwich or that meatball cheese something or other. You know, the commercials when they have the, antacid. And the guy goes, no, just take this pill and then you can go ahead and eat that sloppy Joe. And you're like, no, it's the sloppy Joe that's causing the stomach issue.
That's exactly it. And I had the same thing where it was like, okay, you go to the doctors and they give you a medication, or they're like, here's some Miralax, also go on a low FODMAP diet. Like, you're fine. And you're like, wait. And so I did that for like 10 years of my life, just getting stuck in it. And that's when I was like, I'm pretty sure there has to be a better option than taking a forkful or a spoonful of this chalk.
Yeah, it's like almost like you're putting out a fire, but the fire is actually going to get restarted because you never took away all the extra kindling that's just waiting there to get caught on fire. So you might have it, you might be out for a couple of days, but then there you go again. So what would you suggest people do? I mean, like I said, it really, everyone needs to do this, regardless if they think they got an issue, and just try it. Just try making a change to see how you feel. And if you don't feel different and you actually followed your instruction, then okay, you're perfect. Good job. But if you found a difference, oh my God, the light just turned on. Thank you so much. So what can people do like right now?
So the biggest one would be diversity. So making sure you are getting four colors on your plate And that's something I see a lot of people struggle with. We either eat the same thing every single day, or we're doing these fancy things called fasting and we're not eating enough food, but we want to just make sure we're getting a wide variety. Think of it like you love going to a buffet. Like, I don't know anyone that doesn't love going to a buffet. It's the same thing with the microbiome. So they love to eat the different types of fiber. So you have the insoluble, the soluble fiber, getting a wide variety of nuts, seeds, legumes, different types of plants and all that kind of stuff. Just making sure it's simple, like just like eating the rainbow.
Yeah. So we just need to eat the rainbow, and I'm not talking Skittles, people. Put down that nasty stuff and the sugar. Can you give your website? Because I know you've got that 30-day, is it? I think it's a 30-day challenge, the gut recharge, mm-hmm. plus some other great information, and just the pictures, before and after pictures alone that you have on there should be enough of a little bit of a wake-up call for people or inspiration for them to just try it. Just try making a difference and put, you know, put the fork down and focus on the other stuff. We'll give your information, yeah. Ms. Laura.
Yeah, my information for the course?
To the website, yeah. Give the website so they could find you and they could look and see what I'm talking about. Because, like you said, just the pictures alone of how you looked before and after, huge difference.
Oh, yeah. So you can go to healingtohappy.com, where I have loads of free training, resources, blogs, recipes, all that kind of stuff. And the course can be found at healingtohappy.com/gut recharge. And you'll get more insight into the 30-day program of how you can really apply this whole beautiful gut-brain connection. So it's not just about, you know, getting rid of the bloat, but amplifying your mental longevity, which is at the peak of wellness, I think.
And you give some recommendations on which probiotics they should be taking, correct? Because I think that's important.
I do. Yes. I walk you through all of that confusion that is the gut world right now. Just really simplifying it so you can have a step-by-step, day-by-day process.
Well, you know, it's all marketing and it's all companies making all of these different products and they're there to make money. So some work, some don't. So we got to make sure you spend your money. If you're going to do this and make a commitment, you want to make sure you're using the right materials. Otherwise, it's like some of the
exactly.
items. You just pee them out and you're like, well, that was $30. They just peed it out. I got nothing out of it. And that's just, you know. That's not cool, guys. We don't want you to do that. So we're making sure that the people that are on here that are giving you advice really know what they're talking about. So, Laura, thank you for coming on, the queen of the gut. Look at that. check out our website. Go to the Gut Recharge and just try it, guys. Just try. Put the fork down and think about the rainbow. Eat the four colors on your plate. Make sure you jump on the calendar, Laura, for next month, because we have some success stories to share of people that actually either took the challenge or just started eating the rainbow and doing some probiotics and how they feel. That would be great. I'm gonna check it out myself, because I gotta practice what I preach here. So yeah. Here's to my healthy gut. thanks for coming on, Laura. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Whoa, God! Between exercise and gut and empowerment and all that stuff. All right, we're at 12:43. I'm a little over, so I apologize. Let me bring on my next guest. My next guest is Norm Suser. He hosts the New Norm in Music on YouTube, where he showcases musical talents in a virtual jam and intimate interviews. Perfect timing. People are sick of just staring at people on the screen. They could use a little entertainment nowadays. So, audience, give him a round of applause. Norm, how are you today?
Hey, Michelle. I am great, and I have to tell you, I really enjoyed that last segment.
Gutterific.
You know, I've in my career, I've shared the stage, worked with people like Rodney Dangerfield, Gregory Hines, the old 50s acts, Drifters, Coasters, Waylon Jennings.
Oh.
But I've never shared the stage with an expert on guts and pooping and abdominal float. What a segue.
That's awesome. Well, you know, it kind of actually is maybe some of the people that you were on the stage with, they were kind of full of poop too. You just didn't know it or they didn't talk about it. So it's.
If only we had the podcast at that time.
Exactly. And I mean it in both senses. I mean it from a health standpoint and then a whatever comes out of their mouth standpoint. So you might hit them on both sides of the scope there.
That was a really good segment, and I love the show that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I try to jam-pack it with a ton of information. I like people to be really specific, and, you know, obviously we want entertainment in there too, but, you know, the goal is to have people leave with information. They know it's real. No
sure.
BS, you know, none of this fluff stuff. Nobody's shoving down products down your throat. you know, people are tired of that. People are tired of that. They just want the truth. They want honest people, you know, authentic, you know, people that actually just care.
Well, here I am.
Trying to share. You're trying to share, Norm. So tell us, you've got an exciting show that you're doing. Was it saxophone that you're playing? Is that what I saw in the picture?
I play woodwinds, and on the videos that I have up, you would see me playing flute and saxophone on one of them. But basically, it's less about me than it is about the guests, the featured artists. I'm really so excited to bring new talent, great musicians, bands that people otherwise would not have seen. They get to do it so easily now from the comfort of their home with the great technology that we have. And the thing that's different about my show is that, there's a million music videos on the internet. But I'm doing, as a musician, I like to do a virtual jam with them. So it doesn't matter if somebody is in Moscow or Los Angeles or in my backyard. You can do everything today with these new technologies, Zoom, StreamYard. And there are challenges, of course, but it's fun once you've finished the product, and I hope people do enjoy watching it. And as you said in the introduction, we really do need entertainment these times more than ever.
Well, yeah, and what I like about your show is you're giving a platform for the not famous people, and like on our show. I mean, yes, I have some famous people that come on. People that, you know, you'd recognize the name, but I'm really focusing on the small business owner, the entrepreneur, the nonprofits are just the purpose-driven people that you might not necessarily know their name, but if you compare them to somebody who's in the same field that's famous, a lot of their content's better, or their podcasts or their talk shows are better than the ones that are commercialized that are making millions. And especially with the musicians, it sounds like that too. A lot of these not so well-known, talented musicians, because I'm sure there is a whole system in place in order to get to be a superstar. And it's, you know, it's very difficult to do that. But a lot of them have much more talent than the ones that are, you know, making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. So you're giving them a place for people like all of us regular people. And to hear about them, to listen to them, and maybe get to, you know, buy their records or follow them or just enjoy their music.
You know, that is an interesting insight. And now it's an important show, not only for people to be entertained, but for these musicians having another platform, since the live events are so diminished. Hopefully they'll come back and we'll get everything under control soon. But right now, virtual seems to be the way to go for almost everything.
And even then, when things go back to being normal and people are interacting, you know, in person again, the virtual is just another platform and component, which I think is going to be just as strong as ever. Some people might permanently transition to that, but it gives people more access to more people for more information. Like, you can go to a concert and not pay, what, $150, $200 for a ticket now? I mean, that's insane. It's gotten to the point where it's not things are not realistic for Americans. And let's just, you know, I'm just carving out the United States, and not affordable. But with alternative platforms, you can now. You can make things reachable, attainable, and both sides win. The artist wins and the consumer wins, and you're delivering that. So thank you for being part of the little guy mentality.
You bet. Well, you know, what's nice is the consumer doesn't have to be a tech genius. It's so easy just to go on YouTube and pick and choose what you'd like to see. One of the things I like in terms of the arts is that there are sites that support artists like Patreon. I don't know if you ever heard of that, Patreon. Yeah, and you can actually select a creator and support them with a minimum donation, but if enough people do it, you're really helping the arts and the talent perpetuate. So the technology is really something, and I think we all need to roll with it and hopefully get some benefits out of it.
Well, and it goes directly to them as opposed to the big corporations, the big conglomerates, like you said, with these big concert tours, which is great to go to, but I mean, how many concerts can you see at $150 to $200 a pop for a ticket? There's only so much. You just got to go, hey, guys, we got to back things up. Let's go back to the basics. So, Norm, can you give your website or so people can learn more about you and then start watching some of these great jamming sessions?
Well, thank you. Basically, I'm on Facebook and YouTube. If you go to Facebook, just do Facebook/the new Norm in Music will take you to the Facebook page. The YouTube, they don't seem to have an easy system. You know, it's like UCULW13 14G.
Yeah, well, they did it on purpose. Don't worry about that.
I don't know. So all you have to do on the web in general is just type New Norm in quotes, then In Music, and put my last name, Susser, S-U-S-S-E-R, and it'll pop up the channel, and you can go right to it on YouTube.
Well, and we'll add that to our Must Listen To page, so that way people will have a graphic right there and just click on your pretty little face with your saxophone and they get right to it. And then, of course, if they go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and on this episode 159, if they click your name, it goes directly to that website. So I'm making it so that people don't even have to pick up their arm. Like if they're at their desk and they have their little mouse, they don't even have to move. Like they just have to push down their little finger and they can find you. So there's no excuses anymore, guys. No excuses anymore.
Hope they subscribe.
Well, I'm not.
My objective is to get the subscribers, the viewers, kind of really grow this thing. And then, even though you said I'm helping the little guy, if one of the celebrities wants to come on board, that's fine.
Yeah,
we'll accept it.
Yeah, you'll let them jam with you. You'll lower
Mariah
your
Carey
standards.
Wants to jam with me.
Yeah.
It's no problem.
Yeah, so she just say, hey, Mariah, and she calls herself Mariah, too. And she'll say, I'm not sure if Mariah wants to be on the show with Norm, but Mariah will get back to you. Because, she talks about herself.
Now, hopefully she'll listen into this.
Probably. It's probably her number one podcast she listens to. All right, well, thank you, Norm. We appreciate it. We look forward to having you come back on next month and share some more stories about how you're getting the music out there from the people that people need to listen to. So thank you so much, sir.
A pleasure, Michelle. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Music. All right. Before we bring on our next guest, I do want to let you know that our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform, as I mentioned throughout the show, it's all about delivering the truth and giving you a place to find messages that matter from the people you need to know about so you can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Kind of expanded the mission. For the listeners who've been listening, I have this problem. I come up with an idea, and next thing you know, there's more website pages. There's more information, but this is important. I've added a take action page to our website. So now you can actually do some things. You can let your voice be heard. You can find out who's supporting and standing up for what you believe in. And you can begin to find other truth providers who don't push lies or propaganda, like the big six B's. I call them the six B's now. And that's the big media, aka mainstream media, the big government, big business, big tech, big labor, and big money. They have no use for us, guys. Doesn't matter your left, doesn't matter your right. Remember that. It's all of them versus regular people. It's crazy. I don't think I missed any. I counted six. I'm sure that there'll be more that I'll add on, but they're the six B's, the big six B's. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, start your great awakening journey. It's time. Turn off the television. Turn off all this other propaganda. It's poisoning your brain. We've talked about it all episode. It's poisoning your gut. Ah, you don't want that. I want you to start your great awakening journey. Go to the Take Action tab. There's an amazing video. Dr. Simone Gold, she's the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. She reveals the truth behind the Wuhan virus, why the name was changed to COVID-19 for political reasons. And I'm not making this stuff up, guys. It's all real. My job is just to bring you the information so you can make your own decisions. Many not well-known facts. I actually learned a whole bunch, even though I've had a lot of experts on the show. They purposely concealed information for the American people and why it's important, because it has to do with reopening America and it has to do with shutting everything down and changing how we live our lives, which affects every single person. There's a lot of details and information about the quote-unquote a virus. You're hearing all this stuff about the vaccine. It's not a vaccine, guys. It's a biological agent with mRNA technology. It has tracking devices in it. Yes, they track you. They can actually find where you are, and they reprogram your DNA. This is not some like crazy science stuff. This is what's in it. And if you want, go look up the patents. Go look up the information. It's actually also on our website, on our Corona, our COVID facts page. Also, it's got a ton of more harmful ingredients, including fetal tissue from aborted babies, guys. Crazy stuff. I'm not making this up. We did a whole episode about it. Episode 126 with Clay Clark. If you want to get more information, there's also a huge, there's a blog, detailed links, everything's vetted, verified information. So start watching that. Watch that video. It's a must watch video. And then below that, I put Mike Lindell's, the CEO of MyPillow's new documentary, Absolute Proof, about the 2020 election fraud. There's also another long list of resources to learn the facts and make your own informed decisions. Keep in mind that the six B's agenda is all about creating fear, convincing you to obey and give up your freedoms. It's time to rip off our masks, people. They make you sick. They don't work. It's time to go back to church and reopen your business. And that's why this platform has evolved. And I just want to make it all clear to you that this information is there for you. None of it's made up. It's all been fat. It's verified. It's all sourced. It's there, guys. I don't want anyone to say, I didn't know. I didn't know where to go. So I put it all in one spot. It's more important than ever for us to bring you the messages that matter from the people you need to know about so you can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. I hope you join us in this quest. I want to take your business and life to the next level. We've got all these great partners. I got one more that I'm bringing up right now because he's going to make you sound amazing. It's an audio production company. And this is it. This is all of the people. We're putting them in one place, these incredible partners that we have. So keep in mind, like I said, it's all the six B's against us, the American people. No one's out looking out for us. It's in Democrats, Republicans. They're all the same anymore. It doesn't matter. False authorities. It's them versus us, guys. They're just looking out to take your money and your freedoms. They only want control. We just got to rely on each other. And that's why I'm bringing on all these amazing partners so you can listen to the messages that matter from the real people, the ones that are going to help you, the ones that are going to grow your business. So go to Everything Home Resource Platform for all the information. Start with the Take Action tab. Let's get this country reopened and get your lives and your freedom back. Because you know why? All right, that took a little longer than I expected, but I just want to get the information out there to let you guys realize that all of this is at the tips of your fingers, and all of these amazing guests and partners we have on our platform. They're good people. They're doing good business. They're good things. Check out their episodes. Listen to them. Go to their websites. Again, no agendas. This is a no agenda location. You know, it's refreshing for a change. So let's bring on our final guest, Dave Swillam. He's the owner of Crawl Space Audio. He's providing traditional to unique audio needs, including recording, editing, mixing, and mastering. And he's also the host of Waking Up From Work podcast. He's going to share some interesting information. And it's so important to have the right audio guy on your side, because it makes all the difference in the world. He can make you sound good. Audience, give him a round of applause. Dave, thanks for hanging in there while I gave my my plug about what this platform is about. I appreciate it.
Hey, Michelle, thank you so much for having me on. No problem. I enjoyed it. I've been listening in for the past – I didn't catch the whole show today, but I've been hanging out for about 20, 30 minutes now.
Oh, wow. So you are well informed. I mean, you're going to get your gut in check. You probably picked up some new clients from Norm. I'm sure they could use some really good audio editing. And Miss Jana, I mean, she's got everybody headed in the right direction. Don't forget about Patty. She's waking people up. So tell us real quick a little bit about you. And I can't express enough the importance of having the right audio team when you're doing anything with audio and video. It's night and day.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It makes a big difference. So my name is Dave Swillam. My brand is Crawl Space Audio. It's just me right now and a partner, but work with indie artists. Like I know, Michelle, you were talking about small businesses and the you and me's of the world, and that's what I believe in. So I work with indie artists, and on my podcast, Waking Up From Work, that's about talking to artists, creatives, and business owners, sort of similar to this show, just giving them something that's relatable of the story of how people are getting things done. So if they're trying to go after starting their own home business or creative business or get income from the art that they love to do or whatever it is, they see a path of how that can happen. So up here, I've been freelancing and working remote in audio for some time, kind of bouncing between other people's studios. And the way that things have changed in the industry, there used to be kind of big studios that were everywhere, and we flipped to making audio so much more accessible that there's not as many big studios, and if they're around, they're really expensive. So it makes it really hard for indie artists where they're getting into audio easier, but they're having less access to when they want to kind of take it to that other level. So I am renovating a 1850s barn up here in actually Maine on the East Coast here around Portland, and I'm renovating it into a recording studio with an artist living space so that when people want to come out and record their record or they want to start a podcast or an audiobook or whatever it is that they want to do, they can stay on site and do it like they used to with bigger studios 50 years ago, where these big artists would rent out these French farmhouses and things and go record their Fleetwood Mac record or their, you know, all these different records out that way. I'm trying to make that accessible to people, indie artists and creatives, in a way that they're not stressed out about what they're doing and they can just focus in on what they're trying to get done.
That's really cool. Like, I didn't expect you to throw that out there. I think that's amazing. Good for you. How long do you think it's going to take before you are the sign on the door says we're open for biz?
I think it's going to be stages here because, like any small business, we have to go in stages of trying to get money in the
money.
Door to open up more doors.
Money, yeah.
So,
everyone, money.
Yeah.
You need money. You got to earn it first,
right?
Or try to borrow it. Good luck, yeah.
Yeah, so we are actually working on getting an Airbnb running out of this place to help us cash flow it, and we're looking at probably maybe a year and a half out of actually getting a 1850s barn turned into a place that people can record with, which I know that's not what they were trying to do when they built it. So it's got its challenges.
Yeah, but that's cool. I mean, totally different, but you're bringing back, you know, you're bringing back the way it used to be, but with a different twist, and obviously it's going to be more modern. I think people will appreciate it, and especially if it's affordable for the artists to do that. It's a win-win for everybody. So as far as right now, the services that you're providing, you want to talk about that real quick and how people can contact you, because like I keep expressing, there is a huge difference between somebody who's good at audio and somebody who's really good or excellent at doing any audio production. And I know that because I've had this show for almost 4 years and I've used multiple production companies or individuals, and there is a huge difference between them. And some of them, you just go, wow, I could do a better job. And you don't know that until
you
then it's too late, because, you know, your show's got to go on, or you spent the money and you went, wow, how did you miss all of that? And why did you not do it this way? So talk a little bit about the importance of that, or what people should look for, and why you are in that category of being on the I need to hire you side.
Yeah, I mean, throughout all the COVID times, I've been doing a lot of remote stuff with all these people, picking up audio interfaces and mics and things like that the first time. There's so much that people can do when they record themselves at home where I can still take that audio where I can make it sound professional. I mean, you can see, you know, some of the awards that have just gone out. And even though Billie Eilish had a huge team of these professional people behind her, you can watch some of the behind the scenes of their record that hit like every award in the world, recorded in their home, you know, where they grew up. And so right now it's possible to do that. You just, you know, taking that to the next level, there's certain processes and things that are more complicated than just plugging in the mic of ways to treat things that people have been doing forever. And, you know, anyone out there that would like to throw any audio at me to hear what might be going on with it or has any questions, always welcome to hit me up and just chat on it, because this is what I love to do. For me, it just stemmed from being a musician myself and growing up and getting stressed in studios that weren't a good experience for me. And mm-hmm. so, but I loved the process of it. And so I just wanted to get behind the glass on the other side and help musicians so that exactly what you were saying, Michelle, doesn't happen where you spend the money or you go through the effort and then all of a sudden you have this baby of whatever creative that you've made put out into the world, and now you're not pumped up about it after, you know, how much time and money or whatever you've done to build up to that point. It's not fun for anyone.
Well, what seems a little different about your approach is what I'm getting. I've hired a lot of people. You're actually trying to help people do a better job at even getting prepped and recording. So then it sounds better by the time it gets to you, and then you may sound amazing. Not many, God, I don't want to say this too loud. It's very rare that I have found someone that gave back constructive criticism or tips when, even though I even asked for it, because if you start with a better product, whether it's the equipment or just the style or how things should be done, that means the end product's going to be even better. You know, it's like you can put on, I use an example, you can use amazing beauty care and face creams, but if you don't have a healthy diet and then your face has, you know, you don't have the best complexion because of that, the product's only going to work so well. So can you give a tip or two for people listening that have their own shows, or maybe they are looking to start, of what they can do to optimize their own way of recording so that when they hand it to you, you know, it's like a photographer. You can only airbrush so much, but if you start with a better version, then when you airbrush, you go, oh my God, I look amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, a couple things that I go into with people that are just starting out, with so many that have just picked up stuff throughout quarantine and gone for it. First of all, commend you for that. You know, if you haven't started and you know that you want to start recording on anything, just so you hear your own voice and start getting used to it, it's better to be in business than to not act on it. So commend you for starting anyway. And if you haven't yet, don't be bashful. Just start recording and start trying and seeing what's going on, and you don't have to share it yet. But one big thing is going to be the room that you recorded in is going to be much more important than the gear that you get to record it with. So Ooh. If you're in a room, you know, your bedroom, there's just lots of misinformation out there all over the web where you'll see people put up like the egg cartons, or you'll see people put up like all sorts of acoustic foam and stuff. And basically none of that means anything if you don't know what it's being used for, and not a lot of people know, but you don't have to. You know, if you hear in the mic, if you're hearing a lot of room sound, you know, we can all clap in a room and hear like how much it's reverberating and what it sounds like. Obviously the least that you're taking in from that room, the more control you're giving to someone that's helping you later, because they can use tools to create space for you if that's what you want. If you're doing music and things, you're probably going to want reverb sound, but it might not be what that room is giving off. So first, the biggest tip is like where you're creating at. And the next tip, I guess, in terms of people starting out or not starting, is that you are more important than the gear. And I'm always really bullish on that. So don't worry yourself about saving up for the $500 mic or the $1,000 mic, or just waiting to not do that. Go ahead and get yourself a USB mic, or go ahead and get yourself like one of those starter packs with an interface and a okay microphone, and just really hone in on what is it that you're trying to create. So if you're trying to do a podcast, if you're trying to record yourself, get something and start doing it, and your ear is going to know whether that's good or bad as you go, but you can't do anything about it if you're just stuck saving up for something because you think the gear will make you better than what you are.
Yeah, the best way to start something is to start doing and don't put it off because it sounds like, you know, a good excuse. You got to start somewhere. It doesn't have to sound fabulous, but it's better than nothing. And then when they send it to you, you're going to make it sound really great. And then when they get better, then it's going to sound amazing. So it's just it's like the cycle of life. It's just how it is, guys.
Right.
You gotta start somewhere. So give your contact information, Dave, so people can hire you for the production or even get some advice. Like you said, if you're willing to just listen to their segment for a few minutes, give them some tips, then they'll come back and say, as I mentioned, no one else has given me any tips. Why would I not use this guy to edit my shows now?
Right. Yeah, definitely. Two websites. One for just the audio side of me is crawlspaceaudio.com, or the podcast if you want to listen to some of the same types of things to get motivated about starting your creative or doing what you're doing is wakingupfromwork.com. And yeah, you don't have to hire me to chat with me. I just love connecting with people like you, Michelle. So I will chat and give advice anytime I can to anyone.
And they can connect with you through the website. And then also we'll add you to our must listen to page with all of the podcasts and talk radio shows and live streams and TV shows that people need to be listening to and watching to change everything in their life, especially business. So thanks for coming on, Dave. I appreciate it. You're going to be a great partner and give some amazing information for everybody to make them sound amazing. So thank you. Make sure you book your spot for March, and I'm looking forward to some more great tips. So thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for your time, Michelle. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. All righty, guys. I know that I'm way over. It is 11. Oh, it's 1:11. Make a wish. You know, the 1:11. Make a wish. But I just do want to remind everybody before I go that an upcoming show that we have this Thursday is a little special live segment. Thursday, February 11th at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We're doing a live show with Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory and the prophet Amanda Grace of Ark of Grace Ministries. Go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the must listen to tab or on the either take action tab or the partners and patriots tab. Sorry. And then you'll see the must listen to and listen to some of their episodes. They do a show together, which is Grace and Glory. They're coming here to Arizona. We'll get you more information. We're going to put it on social media, put it on the website. We'll talk about it on Wednesday to plug it again. It'll be on this station. You can also go to everythinghomelive.com. Listen to him Thursday, February 11th at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. It's going to be a great show. We're going to take questions from the audience. So a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, their information, episodes, and websites. They're listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. The ones from this month and upcoming are on the homepage, or you can click the Partners and Patriots tab and find their episodes. There's 137 segments. Tune in a Wednesday, February 10th at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for their live episode of the segment, Purpose Driven Partners, to learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference and much more. You're awake now, everybody. Get this Monday in motion. Go take action on what we shared today. Take control of your life, your business, your health. Make a difference in the world. Make it a great day because you deserve it. Talk to you on Wednesday. Where's my outro? How did I lose my outro, guys? Oh, the power of live radio. Later, Gators.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.